on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hi, this is Lisa from Ellicott City. I want to know, am I a bad mom because I don't want to go see my underachieving son graduate?
Okay, wait. Let's explain what's going on here. Welcome to Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Yeah, it's graduation time.
Congratulations to all of our grads.
Well,
apparently except one.
Yes, congrats to all of our grads. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you've never been here, we call this the parent panel. Do you want to explain what we do here, Jess?
Yeah, so parents call in and share with us when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we want to take a look at the situation and really see what's going on here and what happened.
So why is he underachieving? Lisa, what's the deal here?
Well, okay. I have three kids. The first two graduated summa cum laude. I'm very proud of them.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I spent a lot of money, my husband and I, on my son Tyler. He's going to Towson, and we spent for tutors, for extra help. And he's going to graduate, but barely.
Mm-hmm.
And school isn't cheap. And it's I'm very frustrated with the whole thing.
So you're just not happy with his grades? Like, that's...
Well, I'm not happy that his brother and his sister worked so hard and they graduated with honors. He's graduating with barely.
So he's passing, but just not.
But he's graduating, though, right?
Barely, yes.
Okay,
and, but you just don't want to go and you don't want to see the ceremony because he didn't get honors?
Well, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Oh, I'm going to clap for you. You half did something. You know, my heart's not in it. I can't honestly go.
So just because your other two kids did excel in school.
Very well.
Very well.
They applied themselves.
Uh-huh.
He just did not apply himself. I don't want to be an enabler to him. If you don't set a goal for yourself, you don't get a job. You get passed over for jobs.
So you think by not showing up for graduation this week, that's like your little silent protest, basically, of like...
Teaching him a lesson?
It's just saying I'm disappointed. I have to tell you this. My husband does not agree with me on this.
Mm.
He says we have to go. This could be the worst thing for our relationship with him if we don't go.
Mm.
Everybody else's parents will be there.
That's where the bad mom thing comes in here. Well, interesting. Let's talk this out. So Lisa's saying, hey, listen, my son's graduating from Towson. If I'm being honest, I'm a little disappointed. Like, I got two other kids that really did well in school. They applied themselves. My third son is not graduating with honors. Like, he just is just a normal student. So I'm considering just not going to graduation this week because I feel like it's a bad message. If I go and applaud him for doing mediocre in school, like, what is that saying? Is that saying, hey, then go do a mediocre job? Like, to her, that makes perfect sense. But would that be the right move to make? Jess, let's get some feedback from you.
I do think you should go. I think if the whole family is going to the graduation, I think it's something that you might regret missing. I understand if you're frustrated with the lack of effort because college is really expensive, and I'm sure that must have been hard if you felt like he was taking advantage of your guys' assistance in that. And also, to be constantly compared to your siblings is hurtful.
Well, I really don't think he tried hard enough. I mean, I don't think I should have to encourage him for not really trying. Oh, great. You hardly tried. I don't think I should do that. I should say what I feel. I'm disappointed.
So you're like, I don't want to show up for the losing team.
I don't know.
Yeah, basically.
No.
It's like being an Orioles fan sometimes. It's like.
No. But you know what? But fans still
season.
Show up to the game.
Okay.
That's a really good
okay.
point that you're bringing
okay.
up. But
All
yeah,
right.
you don't get to be a bandwagon fan. You still go to the
okay.
game.
Okay. Maybe being a parent is like being an Orioles fan and you show up even during
the hard
seasons. Right.
Well, what does it say to my other kids that work so hard?
Listen, I don't not get your point. Who's up, Jess?
This is Maria in Towson on one.
What's up, Maria?
Hi there. I just think that's horrible for this mom not to go to her child's graduation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a major milestone, and you have to be there for your child no matter what. I totally disagree with her. It doesn't matter.
Even if she does feel and I guess if she's seen all the effort her other kids put in, but then like she sees her third son and she's like, I just don't feel like he really maximized all that, you know, he could have.
Well, everyone's different. Not everyone loves school. No, I totally disagree with her.
Okay.
I would be there.
All right.
Yeah.
I would totally be there for my child.
Yeah, I really do think that she needs to show up.
Hey, Amanda from Glendale. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Is she making the right move here by not going to graduation?
You know, honestly, I think so. Just because my parents canceled my graduation party when I didn't make honors. I just missed it. And they bought themselves a TV instead at the time with the money.
Wait, they canceled your party?
That's terrible.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it was. We didn't talk for a little while after that, too. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It kind of motivated me to get things together. Now I make over six figures. Like, my anger kind of fueled it into my work. And, you know, I got a better job than I would have otherwise.
Do you talk to your parents now? Like, how is that relationship now?
It's fine. It's kind of the same as it always was. I sort of credit that tough experience with pushing me forward. So,
dang.
Were the invitations already sent out? Like, did
everything?
Oh,
wow! I mean, it sounds cruel, but to you though, you're saying that it was beneficial.
I mean, in the end, looking back on it now,
wow.
Yeah. So
okay.
I just think, you know, sometimes this temporary graduation pain can be productive.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's what we need to hear. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Bethany the baker, what's up?
What's up?
Give us your two cents on this. What do you think?
As a third child who always got compared to her two older siblings, I would like to say, look at me now. As the business owner of the family, and I didn't go ahead with normal school and everything. I did trade school. I followed my passion. I did out of the usual and didn't go to a normal four-year college, and I followed my heart.
Yes, and I love that you're bringing this up. Bethany the baker, who literally has literally has her own bakery and everything like that, is I feel like she is holding him in this box of what she thinks success is supposed to look like by comparing him to her two other children, when maybe he's just trying to get through so he can get to the next step of where he's going to succeed and where he's going to thrive. Because clearly it's not school, and I don't think he should be punished for that. He's finished. He just needs to check the box off to whatever he wants to do next.
I think you should definitely praise that and go on to the next step and support him on every step that he's going towards.
Well, I mean, Lisa, it sounds like, I mean, most parents are saying that, like, you should go, you know, and support him, even though he may not have met up to your, I guess, academic expectations, you know, of like where you...
You know, I guess I'll have to. Because I have to live with my husband still.
Right.
Well, I hope you do.
But I'm not going to be happy about it. I'll go, but you don't get a gift. You don't get a trophy for just showing up, okay?
Well, I think you being there, it will mean the world to him. So I am proud of you. I am proud of you for doing that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.